Happy April Fool's Day, quarantine day XXX. It will continue for an indeterminate amount of time, according to our betters. We'll have a great show for you here. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden.
The Chuck and Julie show.
The Chuck and Julie, truth straight up. And we've got a real truth terror with us. And who is it brought to you by?
You know, ColoradoCitizenPress.com, sponsoring the show, ColoradoCitizenPress.com, Colorado's conservative voice. It's one of the websites I check every day. Right now, they've got an interesting story up talking about Governor Polis while he's busy complaining that the federal government isn't giving the state enough tests and things like that. Apparently, a private company offered to give the state all kinds of coronavirus tests, and he hasn't responded yet. So that's just one of the stories they have up there. So check it out, ColoradoCitizenPress.com.
All right.
With us now, yeah, David Horowitz has agreed to join us. We're thrilled. We had him on the show when we were at KNUS. He's a best-selling author of the book Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America.
And he's a former lefty from the 60s who went to the good side, the light side, but there's probably nobody better who can analyze what the left is up to and all their machinations and how to fit it into a larger context. David, great to have you with us.
Good to be with you.
All right.
I've just written an article in frontpagemagazine.com called Wars Visible and Invisible, The Virus and the Coup.
Oh.
And what Garrett Polis is doing is what the Democratic Party is doing. It's using the virus to try to continue their plot to remove Trump by any means necessary. And that witch, Nancy Pelosi, the most disgraceful speaker in American history, is plotting to reopen impeachment proceedings against Trump based on the transparent lie that he was in denial about the virus. He was the earliest politician to do something, which was to stop. It's unprecedented in the history of the United States. We've never banned travel from a whole country. But he banned travel from China back in January. And Pelosi and Biden, they're all calling him a racist and a hysterical xenophobe. The Democrats are the most shameless liars I've ever encountered, and they have no principles and no conscience.
Let me ask you about this. One of the things, you know, we talk about, and it can be kind of frustrating. I was texting back and forth with a friend yesterday because we can't go out anymore, and she was expressing frustration at Trump. And I said, I feel your frustration, but I think he's being somewhat held hostage by bureaucrats and the circumstances. Well, but what's your take on the whole thing there? And what do you think?
It's worse than that.
Okay.
We have a national stockpile of masks that were used up by Obama and Biden in the swine flu virus and never replenished.
Yeah.
That's why there's a shortage of masks.
Right.
You know, the same thing goes for ventilators.
Right.
They went through two epidemics and didn't prepare for the next one. Although, you know, it's as sure as death and taxes that there's going to be, epidemics.
Right. Well,
all through history we've had them. So the irresponsible Obama is responsible for all these attacks. Well, also, they attacked Trump for cutting funds for the Center for Disease Control was completely unprepared for it. That's not Trump's fault.
No.
That's been going on for years. But the Democrats accused Trump of cutting the CDC budget. In fact, he increased it. But Obama, during those viruses, you know, the president submits a budget. He submitted budgets to cut the CDC by hundreds of millions of dollars that were defeated by the Republican Congress. They didn't, you know, they didn't include them in their bill.
Right.
But, you know, the president himself, the lying is spectacular. And it's because of our corrupt media.
Boy, they're
that's what I was going to, you know.
Yeah. Well, you
we
know,
had a fair media. The Democrats couldn't do this,
right?
Yeah. Well, I think the Democrats see two opportunities: one, to make the pan epidemic, a Katrina moment, and blame it on Trump. And those, any lies are appropriate. And the second one is, can they drive the economy so there'll be a recession during the election? And, you know, they're working on both simultaneously.
Promoting their replacement for Biden. The idea that, that the Democratic Party could support a senile old man who can hardly, like Biden, just shows how cynical and nasty they are.
Well, but you know, here's another lie.
There's this cry going up. They don't like Trump's, you know, Trump is, I mean, he's an amazing guy when you think of it. This guy is, what, 73 years old? And he's round the clock leading the country against this virus, holding these two-hour presses with the
all off the cuff, right?
Team. And the Democrat chorus is calling, you know, I don't even know if CNN, you know, films him anymore.
Right. Well, they got a lot
of fame. They want him taken off the air, but wait, there's Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah.
He's got an hour or two a day.
Yeah.
And but for them, he's become a new hero.
Well, and you look at what's going on in New York. Trump. It's like, why is Cuomo a hero, right?
I mean, the Democratic Party is an anti-American treason party.
Yeah.
In the midst of a war. The war against the virus affects every American, regardless of whether they're Democrat or Republican. But the Democrats are sabotaging the war by spreading panic and attacking Trump, who is our commander in chief. If you read psychological warfare texts, the first thing you do in psychological warfare campaign is you try to destroy the moral character of the enemy commander in chief. And its credibility.
Unfortunately for them, it's not working. Trump has been incredible holding his two-hour conferences and actually provides a lot of information. And that is why, as a practical matter right now, MSNBC's ratings are flat or down.
And that's why CNN's not covering it.
CNN's not covering it, but people want to hear it. So all their efforts, at first they're kind of, okay, you know, where is Trump? He's here. Oh, we don't cover him anymore. And they kind of go, we'll just not turn on your station. I mean, it's like so many things of their, you know, great evil plans, the Wile E. Coyote plans, they just don't seem to work.
No, they're certainly not patriots.
No.
Oh, no. They care about
the article I have up in Front Page magazine today. It explains why they're doing this. The Democratic Party is now an anti-American party. Why do I say that? Because the founders created a constitutional republic in which the individual identity is individual accountability and individual freedom. And the Democratic Party has embraced a Marxist ideology called identity politics in which you're judged by your race and your gender. And it's a collectivist ideology. So if you're a white person, you're guilty before the fact because you belong to a designated group, not for anything you did in your life. And if you're black or of color, as they like to call it, then you're innocent even after the facts prove you guilty because you're just a victim of an oppressive system. That is so un-American. It's so, and they're plans are there are actually James Madison, who wrote Federalist 10 and was the chief architect of the Constitution, said that the whole constitutional system was set up to defeat wicked projects like the forgiving of debts, the rage for paper money, redistribution of income, which is what the Democratic Party is about these days.
Right. Well, you know, and
so
they
hate America, and that's why they hate Trump, because he obviously is a true patriot. They hate America first. You know, Warren is Jew-hating Elizabeth Warren, who supports the terrorists in Gaza. I just signed a letter with five or six other congressional Democrats that the United States should be sending aid to Gaza, which doesn't have an epidemic yet, and which is a terrorist state. And, you know.
Yeah.
And Bernie Sanders, another Jew hater. Calling him a Jew is ridiculous.
Where do you see this? How do you see this coming out? Do you, I mean, any thoughts on that? Because I could, obviously there's so much uncertainty, but it could go any number of ways. But I suspect that what it is continuing to do is to unmask the Democrats, so to speak, and show them for what they really are.
I was waiting for you to ask that question. I have a new book coming out on June. It's already up on Amazon.
Okay.
But it'll be published on June 2nd. It's called Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win.
Oh,
great.
And it's about the Trump wars.
Okay.
And tells you everything you didn't want to know but need to know about the Democratic Party.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
But so even given this, obviously, you know, you didn't just write it here in the last couple of days. Do you think this changes it, or do you feel like...
I think that putting Cuomo up is going to give Trump a serious challenge, whereas none of the others.
Right.
I mean, we've been watching this Democrat circus. I mean, these mental midgets is what they are. They're all racist. And they all attack America.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they have a following just shows how gullible and stupid people are. I mean, everything that Trump has stood for, strong borders, America
right.
first, bringing manufacturing back, making us independent, this virus shows how important that is.
Right.
An evil empire in China, communist dictatorship. I understand that there's 2 million cases in China and 40,000 deaths, all of which they've concealed. And they kill the doctors that try to reveal what's actually going on.
Right.
And
all
when
the media
they knew
just...
the virus was a virus and contagious, they denied that it was, and they got their puppets, the World Health Organization.
Yes.
Why we're funding the World Health Organization or the UN is beyond me. But they got their puppets to say it wasn't contagious. And while they knew that it was very contagious, they
right.
let 5 million people who lived and inhabited Wuhan to travel all over the world. 5
right.
million.
Well, and there's where the media, once again, is, as you said, it's corrupt.
And then
you know, a little while
on us.
Right, well,
they manufactured
the media.
This lie, the kind of lies that Hitler used to tell.
Bigger the better. Bigger the better.
That we started and spread the virus. I mean,
well, at first they were saying, we can't trust China, can't trust China. This is a few weeks ago, right? Now, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, the U.S. has more cases in China, as if somehow or another...
They're reporting accurately.
Yeah,
right.
I mean,
well, Hillary was celebrating that.
Yeah.
America first. She's
yeah.
a traitor. She's a corrupt... Yeah. You know, the Clintons got rich off China just the way the Bidens did in
right.
Russia.
Right. Yes, nobody's talking about that. Well,
sickening.
You still
and,
have
you know, it's, I have to say, since I the reason we are in this bad state is because until Trump came along, Republicans did not fight.
No,
they had
right.
the Congress for 6 years.
No,
at the end of the last six Obama years since 2010, and they didn't do anything. They didn't. Replace Obamacare.
Right.
And they let Obama, I mean, look what he got away with.
Right. Everything.
Giving the nuclear weapons and $200 billion to the terrorist state of Iran, which is Ilhan Omar's favorite country. To build, to carry on their terrorist activities. That was treason.
Well, the one good thing about this.
Republicans say that. Not one. Whereas the Democrats, they're saying it all the time. The Swalwell, all these the Democrats are always saying Trump betrayed the country. Trump's in Putin's pocket. Every Democrat says that.
Right, right.
Well, Hillary, you know, is in Xi Jinping's pocket. She's being praised by the Chinese ambassador. She's a disgrace. Why are Republicans talking like this?
Because they're part of the same cabal.
Swamped,
but here's a good...
It's because they were brought up too well. Yeah. They're civilized.
Well, most of them are sold out.
It's an uncivil war.
But the one good thing is when I turn on the TV and I see that it's a governor, I don't have to worry whether it's Republican or Democrat, because if it's Democrat, there's somebody gesticulating away in wild hand motions, giving
sign language
as if they don't have closed captioning. You know, why don't you just give them closed captioning? You don't need that, you know, hired person. And they get to get more attention. They go wilder and wilder. And, you know, they
it's the show. It's Pope. Put in your thumb and pull out a plum and say, what a good playing girl.
So you're still hopeful, though, that when all is said and done, that Trump is... let me back up. I want to ask you a question first. My hope is, and this is where it gets frustrating, is that, okay, he's got to deal with this right now, but sooner rather than later, he's going to go ahead and restart the economy. I hope going to sort of small step it back up. Do you see that happening soon? And again, it sounds like you're still confident that it's going to be a blitz, as you said, in November.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think he's shown against incredible odds and incredible slanders and, you know, no decent reporting whatsoever.
No.
You know, when I say that, I'm thinking the way all the Democrats talk about Fox like it's brainwashing people. Yeah. There are more Democrat operatives on Fox News, anchors. There's the liar, Donna Brazile, corrupt.
Well, they fired that one woman.
Former head of the DNC.
Yeah, they found Nancy
Go on, Maria
Tish Reagan. They fired Tish Reagan because she told the truth.
Spokesman and liar covering up the Benghazi tragedy. You know, you could go on and on. Jessica Tarlo, who's a Democratic operative. And they have on all the time these horrible people like Chris Hahn who lie through their teeth and do their propaganda. And they broadcast Cuomo, which is fine. Fox is actually the only decent channel.
You're right. Well, the only one, if you're a Democrat and you want to find out some opinions by Democrats, you could find it.
Yeah.
I mean, MSNBC says we will not have quote-unquote Republican liars or anything else. You'll just get our garbage. We won't give you anything. Yeah. We won't get a debate.
This is the way,
we don't have an argument.
This is the way communists think and act.
Right.
And that's who they are.
Well, how dangerous is it? How dangerous do you consider all of these lockdown orders and sort of at least in Colorado, is completely arbitrary?
Here's the way I look at it. Look, this is a very dangerous virus. It spreads faster and it can be more deadly. Than flu. Spreads much faster than the flu. I mean, I'm not a medical expert, but it's obviously
bad.
It's obviously dangerous, yeah. And I think that, you know, Trump can revive, I mean, I hope he can revive the economy. Certainly no Democrat can, because they'll just come in and increase taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually forgot your question.
What do you make of just the shutdown orders? And at least here in Colorado.
This is what I was going to say about those. If you want to see how terrifyingly powerful the state is, even in a country like America, even in our country, which so values individual liberty and separation of this and that, in America, the state is that powerful, they can just close everything down. They can force you to stay in your house. I mean, in Colorado, I think you can get $1,000 fine for driving if you don't have a purpose.
Right.
Just imagine this state in the hands of an Elizabeth Warren. This the first day I'm president, I'm going to shut down the fracking industry. Industries. I mean, these are communist dictators in waiting. And I have yet to see the Democrat who stands up to them. I mean, there are actually two or three liberals left. Dershowitz and former Senator Joe Lieberman and Jonathan Turley.
Glenn Greenwald.
They stick out like sore thumbs because they're so rare.
Yeah. We're talking with David Horowitz, author, prominent conservative.
The first book, Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. A new one he's got coming out, Blitz, Trump Will Smash, Will Win the Election in 20. Let me, David, before we let you
Smash
go here.
The left.
Okay. Let me, so where can people, the name of your new book again, and where can people get it?
Blitz, Smash the, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. It's up on Amazon. All my books are up on Amazon.
Okay.
All right, sir.
That'd be great.
Well, thank you for your time today. We appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, all right. We love you. We love you, David.
I believe we will win because the people have been mobilized because of Trump. Those rallies are tremendously significant. Americans have a healthy distaste for politics, particularly conservative Americans. And it was true of evangelicals before Roe v. Wade. But it's the rousing of these constituencies of the American people that makes me believe Trump will prevail and America will be saved.
All right.
I agree. David. That's a positive note, sir. Thank you for your time.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. David Horowitz there. Check out his book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left. You know, and we're all going to open it up for the phones now. We haven't had really open lines for a while, so we're going to do that today. 888-627-6008 is the number to call in. Also, I see we have a couple of folks with us on Zoom. If you want to go ahead and join in on Zoom, all you got to do is you can click on the video or the audio icon and just kind of chime in. You know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about a little bit is this is what I consider so alarming. I saw in Denver today, they were citing Appliance Factory, I think it was, because they had stayed open. They're like, hey, look, we sell appliances, right? People are stuck at home. They need appliances. They need appliance repair, stuff like that, right? And so they got cited because they were declared a non-essential business. And the lawyer, and I thought, good for the lawyer, sent the state a letter and said, what do you mean we're not essential? What's the basis for that? Why is a pot shop essential
and an appliance store not?
Mm. Why are some car washes being cited and other ones can't? Why is a dry cleaner is essential, but say a chiropractor, an acupuncture, or a dentist is not? These rules, and that's what really concerns me about this, they were made without any kind of citizen or, as far as I could tell, business input, right? There were just health departments issuing these. And that, to me, is so alarming. And yet we're all you're kind of stuck here. So either you go along and you let your business be destroyed while the pot shop next door is booming, right? Or you're facing a fine and imprisonment. On the one hand, we have counties releasing criminals from prison and jail and just saying, one idiot governor said or mayor said, I hope the prisoners or the criminals will just chill. Yeah. Oh, like they really, really, criminals really worry about chilling when they're, but in the meantime, though, so they're turning honest working people into criminals. What did John Caldera had that thing? When you outlaw working, only outlaws will work. It's like insanity what they're doing. And yet what is so alarming to me, I mean, I kind of feel like you have to go along with it for a little while, but when is enough enough, right? When do we, if you got Jared Polis, he talked today at his news conference. Oh, and by the way, if you're a parent out there, he extended the school closure through April 30th.
You don't want the teachers doing any work.
I know. There was a Babylon Bee article that said pretty soon the kids are going to start thinking for themselves. And they're going to want to crack down.
Exactly. People kind of walking to homeschool. It isn't so bad.
But here again, he shows such an out of touch. So we took a walk because I could telecommute from my home and I did my work. And then we took a walk around our neighborhood.
Only one time, though, with his dog, as if walking around your neighborhood is a dangerous activity,
right,
in and of itself.
In a is kind of like, and I thought to myself, once again, here too, it's like that earlier tweet, right? He's like, well, you could certainly stand to go without your manicure and pedicure. That's not the point. The point isn't that people are going without mani and pedi. The point is that people who provide them
are going broke.
They don't have any income. And so Paulus up in Boulder lives in, I'm betting, a fairly nice neighborhood. Well, what about the people who live in neighborhoods where maybe it's not exactly a stroll in the park or there isn't a park?
Yeah, you live in Denver and you got a nice 800-square-foot mansion.
And Paulus is saying, no, you can't drive to go to a park. You can't drive to go to a trail to go running. It's like, I mean, that's just so ridiculous. It's so such an arrogance and an out-of-touchness, I think, with like what average people are going through and where average people live and what average people's lives are.
But what I love is the Denver Post, which is, you know, we got ours. We're the only person, I think, in the whole neighborhood subdivision gets it. And there, how many ads did you say there were, Julie?
There were six ads.
Six ads.
Yeah, there were more today, but yesterday, six ads.
Yeah,
in the
most
Denver
of
Post.
Those are government ones anyway.
Something I'll read you to say about that.
All right. But as a practical matter, they're cheerleading, of course, because that's what they do. Hancock and Polis is one. And then they have this big thing up there saying, hey, you want journalism? You got to subscribe and you got to do this. You owe us money. You don't get any money. You should be
closed
down.
What are we supposed to subscribe with? Well, then the New York Times is like, you know, maybe we should get rid of this. Because, I mean, newspaper revenue is obviously, like ours, are declining. And they're like, so we all need to privatize it. We need to have like sugar daddies give us money. I mean, it's just ridiculous what the Democrats are doing. And I think.
But there's an interesting in the Post, they did a story on golf courses. Now, golf courses, you know, you need at least 120 acres and normally you need 200 to have those things. And then at any particular time, you got 18 times four people in the hole. So, you know, you got 50 people. So you got two or three acres to yourself out there.
Right.
And they're kind of going, you know, in all Denver, they're all closed, right? Because, you know,
Hancock.
God knows Hancock and all the rest of other places. Like we live on a golf course here up in Westminster. It's closed. I mean, for whatever reason, you know, I don't know why it's closed.
It's a city.
Well, so it's a city course. Why do they have to close
it? Well, I know.
I mean, they do, which is nice because then we can jump over the fence and have fun.
No, we would never do that. We would never do that.
But it's
nor kind of, would any of our neighbors.
And you're not supposed to go drive up to the mountain. None of that. And it's just all ass. And it's all part of this authoritarian desire that the left has and liberals have. Is there any way we can just say, look, we'll divide the country right down the middle.
Right. All of you liberals, you stay
go
home
over there.
Business is closed.
Your business is closed and you all have, you know, you have your fun with your trannies and your operations and everything else. And we'll go over here and we just won't have to be. We won't have the Jared Polises. We won't have the Hancocks. Just go over there and destroy yourselves because you're good at that. But you know, just leave us alone. Unfortunately,
well, and so many of them, here's the other thing too, are government workers, right? So it's easy if you're Jared Polis. I mean, he's still getting paid, right?
He's a multimillionaire.
Yeah. Well, on top of all of that. Right?
And he got it from the internet, so he doesn't really know what a business
is. Yeah, I mean, what if, again, if you're that poor mani pedi person, you can't telecommute. Right. And so let's say once again, it's like just go for a walk in your neighborhood. Don't leave your neighborhood. Why on earth can you not leave your neighborhood? I can see where they're saying for right now. And I get because it's very contagious that maybe you don't want to have a massive concert or you don't want to have a massive party or a massive wedding or something like that.
Right,
I get
right.
that. But why on earth are they saying you cannot go and walk on a trail? Or, you know, you have to do it in your neighborhood, again, because they live in a kind of neighborhood where that's just easy. You watch Mayor Hancock, he's got his whole workout thing set up. So it's easy for him, right? Well, what if you don't have a whole workout set up in your basement?
Well, I mean, we've had less than 100 deaths in COVID, less than 100. And we shut down the entire state. We've had, of course, you know, thousands plus of influenza flu. And now if you die of influenza flu, it just doesn't matter. You know, it's kind of like, that's just part of the deal. Died of corona flu. I mean, then it's the world's greatest tragedy.
Well, and here's what the Denver Post did too. It didn't crack me up because it was horrifying in a way. But so the headline of the Denver Post today, they show these people at a funeral, right? With a coffin. And they're like, funerals, isn't it this time of coronavirus have become it's a private matter. Everything's upended. And they give the impression that the funeral industry is completely overwhelmed. Once again, that they're tons of people dying. And then I'm like, wait a minute, it's only been 77. So, and then I'm like, so they're taking pictures of funerals, right, that have nothing to do with coronavirus, using those pictures. And again, they're trying to ramp up this hysteria. Chuck, it's, we were talking this morning, you know, when you look at the numbers, because it's hard to know what to trust. I mean, everything is
no off. One. Trust no trust one other than Chuck and Julie.
Chuck and Julie
and Colorado
Ben
Citizen
and,
Press.
And Tom and Colorado Citizen Press. That's
yeah, right.
Right. And like you said, it's garbage in, garbage out. So Polis is talking about, they're talking about all these shortages, right? But what they're, but keep this in mind, and I get, as David Horowitz said, that this virus is bad. It's contagious. It can be more deadly. I understand
I'm
all
not
that.
Sure it is more deadly. Well, it may be.
Well, that's a good point. Good point.
Maybe, but
good point.
It's not exactly clear what it's
but it's kind
is.
Of like they're saying, oh, look, we have more deaths than China. No, we don't, right? I mean, does anyone believe what China's saying? Once again, the media didn't believe China a couple weeks ago. Now they believe them. So we're doing all of this, and they're talking about these shortages that they're blaming on Trump. But it's not, as I understand it, like people are going without. It's not like there's somebody who can't get on a ventilator. It's not like there's somebody who can't get a bed. We're staffing up. Somebody was saying they're looking at St. Anthony's North here, which has been closed for a while, maybe kind of opening that up. So they're preparing. So the shortage is
a possibility.
It's a possibility of a shortage. But they don't say that. They call it a shortage, right? Well, a shortage is like toilet paper at the grocery stores. That's a shortage, right? That's real, unnecessary, but real. There is no right now shortage of anything, right? They're just calling a possible shortage, but they want to just manipulate us.
And so they want to give us a call at 888-627-6008. Tell us what you're doing during this quarantine.
Your thoughts on it. Because, you know, it was so, and Ben or Tom, Tom, and that's Tom Stegmaier, my friend Tommy Cool. If you want to jump in, go ahead and do that. We got you. Ben, go ahead. What are your thoughts on all of this?
I'm on my mic here so you can hear me.
Okay, there you go.
I just think that I don't know if you can really trust anything that the Chinese say, the Chinese government. I'm sure that there's a lot of good Chinese citizens over there. Certainly those millions that are marching in the streets of Hong Kong don't share the same viewpoints of those at Beijing. So, yeah, I doubt very seriously if they're being honest and forthright about the number of deaths that have occurred in Hunan province. I think that they're probably misleading. And what's kind of upsetting is watching what the left wing or the left media
right.
is going. They're going at, you know, all out to protect the Chinese government. That these are the worst people in the world. And yet they're doing they're falling over themselves to try and give some protection. Some ridiculous reason. And yet, like Chuck said, these people are the same people that the Bidens have made millions.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, we have people on both sides of our party, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, that are essentially making millions of dollars by having all the businesses shipped overseas, the products
yes.
produced there and then shipped back here at the detriment to the American worker.
Right.
So, you know, I don't look at that as being Republican or Democrat. I just look at that as being a return to the old robber barons of the 1890s.
Right.
And so it's kind of depressing to watch that. But I think that those of us that are in the Adams County, you know, Republican Party, we're the pariah of the Colorado Republican Party, I think, because we are basically working class people.
Right.
And we understand the plight of it. It's kind of interesting. I was working outside and a lady came by who was a Democrat and we got struck up a conversation and she's not too sure if she's on the right side of the issues now.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is an opportunity to meet other people. You know, when people walk around the golf course out here on the cart path, you know, I'm outside working. And so they do stop and we do converse over this. So it's a great opportunity to meet your neighbors.
No, there's that too. Hey, Ben, we've got some phone calls here. So we're going to take some phone calls.
Okay. Let's go to, thanks, Ben. We got Barney on line one. Let's go to Barney.
Hey, Barney.
Well, it's good that you have me. Oh, Chuck and Julie, how are you? How are you, Ben?
Good. We're good.
Ben is good too.
We just know we're going to make Ben look good. Let me help you with the ventilators. Here's how you do it. Women and children first. Or you could go off of ugly. Chuck, if it comes down to looks, You and me are pretty well screwed. Of course, Julie will get right in, but pretty well screwed. And I want to pick you guys apart. Just, well, wait a minute. I gotta, so, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
Don't get mad at me. You look way too nice when you wear light blue. Julie can wear any color she wants, obviously, and she's beautiful. But, Chuck, you need to wear black or blue. I'm just saying. I take you more serious. You were way too nice the other day. Okay. The stupid disease, the stupid bug. What was the, and I don't know what I'm talking about, but I think you'll know where I'm going, Julie. So they claim that it didn't come from the meat market, but it came out of the meat market. Was the meat market like this catalyst thing that made it?
You know,
what are they talking about when they say that?
Well, when they're talking about, they have live animal markets. I mean, you know, people go over there and think they go, oh, look, they're selling dogs and cats. No, you know, they eat. I'd like to eat that doggy.
Well, and
they also eat rare things like bats and other ones. So it's a.
And they eat them raw, too. And that's, I mean, it's, they're godless people. There's no question that they're.
Well, one has to only say. Don't, you know, it's like some advice that I've always, you know, when I was as an older, wiser woman, I pass on to my daughter. It's like, don't ever take naked photos, right? That's just a bad idea. Nothing good ever comes of that, right? Here's another one. Don't eat raw bats. I mean, maybe that's racist. I'm just going to say I'm racist. Yeah, at least cook it. Do not eat raw bats. That shouldn't be that hard. I know, you know, that's somewhat facetious, but I think, Barney, the thing is now there's talk of, were they doing tests? I mean, the bottom line is no one knows. It's clear China doesn't know. It's also clear China doesn't care, right? It's also clear that China knew there were all these people who were infected and they let them wander around.
What are the Chinese? Oh, 40,000 people died?
I mean, we've talked to the folks at the Epoch Times who say, you got to get, they said, the Chinese government, it's a communist government there. They don't actually care. There's no constituents, right? They don't care.
Well, except for the former mayor of New York thinks they do have constituents in there because he made millions there himself.
Unless you're there.
Well, so they
only any bats, Barney.
Only bats, but you probably ought to cook them. You know what? In this day and age, with all due respect to the ranchers, the meat is nasty. You know what? Cook everything because you're just asking. We're just not being, the animals aren't treated well. The processing is kind of nasty. I'm sorry. Cook your meat. But
cook your meat. That's
godless
a good idea.
People.
That's
right. Godless people.
All right.
Love you guys. See you.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you, Barney. Thanks for
Barney.
The fashion tips, too. All right. Let's go. We got Karen Cadeline. Karen Cadeline was texting me. Oh, you're watching the Polis. Karen, I think you were freaking out or your head was exploding watching Jared Polis today. Hey, thank you for calling.
Yes. Yes, it was, Chuck and Julie. This is like the old days where I call you to vent, as if I don't have enough opportunities to vent.
Yeah.
I'm watching this thing, and my head did indeed explode. So for over an hour, Jared Polis has this hair on fire thing
we're
about what we're
die.
Doing, and this is once in a thousand years, whatever he said. And hospital masks and ventilators and everything. And then about three-quarters away through the press conference, he says, because he's Mr. Nanny, just like my car, I have a nanny car. I call her Mary Poppins because she tells me, you know, how to take care of me, right? And he's giving advice because he's a doctor and a lawyer and everything else. He's so, you know, thinks he knows everything. He says, just to reassure us, but it's hidden, you know, if you do get the coronavirus, there's nothing really you can do about it because you don't really need to do anything. 9 out of 10 people won't need any treatment at all.
That's
right. So 90% of the entire state of Colorado, and that's if every single man, woman, and child got the disease, is stopping their lives because 9 out of 10 people will need no treatment at all. And I'm reminded of the movie Jezebel when they had the yellow fever. Remember that? And they were carting bodies out into the streets because it was the yellow fever. They're acting like this is the yellow fever.
Well, and
yet,
here's a question, Karen.
Don't
why?
Take Tylenol, right? What?
Why?
I mean, don't take,
why?
Don't take ibuprofen.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Why? Because this is a crucial question you got to ask is why are they acting like that? Why are they doing that? And the reason is they want to destroy Trump, because I believe they want to destroy the economy. They'd stop. I mean, it's just the impeachment didn't work. The Mueller probe didn't work. Trump didn't cave in with the constant criticism, all the attacks. Everything is boomeranged. And this is just, I believe, the latest in a series of attempts. You did some great work showing that most of, and now everybody's closing down because it has a terrible domino effect, but it's all Democrat cities with their Democrat policies, by the way, that are the hot spots in the first place. So, yes. You know, I mean, to me, the why they're doing it, because I don't
and
for a second believe
that, cities.
Right. They don't care yes. about us. You know, they don't care if we're healthy or not healthy. In fact, actually, they hope no. we all die. Really.
Well, Chris yeah. Cuomo goes, okay, you know, this is terrible. This is the world's worst thing. This is awful. This, you know, the pandemic of all times, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I just got coronavirus. Great. I'll just keep on doing my
right,
show.
Yeah.
Won't be a problem for me.
No,
I mean,
yeah, right. This is the thing. It's like they're presenting an alternate reality to us. It's like a disconnect, the likes of which we've never seen. The
right.
hysteria and the insanity of it all. Versus the fact that, well, if you do get coronavirus, just don't take ibuprofen. You should have seen. I even marked the spot in the press conference where he said, well, you don't have to take anything really. It'll be fine. You won't really need any medical attention. So the entire state is shut down. People are losing their livelihoods and possibly dying because of 100 other reasons, and yet they don't care. To answer your question, Julie, the only thing I can answer, and there's so many aspects of this, you and I, you know, and Chuck, we talk about this all the time, the many, many aspects of it, but you have to ask yourself how desperate these Democrats yeah. must be to get rid of Donald Trump, who's been exposing their corruption for so
right.
long, in order to stop the country cold.
And they're getting more desperate because Trump's
numbers.
Approval numbers keeps on going up. He's up to 47.6, never been close to that before. And moreover, everybody's deserting MSNBC and CNN to watch Fox. I mean, they're just kind of going, whoa, wait a minute.
Right. Like David Horowitz said, I interviewed him on Monday, and like he said, this too will backfire on the insane, evil leftists. What bothers me is the number of gullible people who buy it and the kinds of reactions that we have that supposedly there's only one way, only one answer to all of this and only one way to handle it. And God forbid you should question or ask whether it's smart, as I've said, to shoot yourself in the head because you have a headache.
Or the other way. To me, it seems like, okay, so we know what others, and they come out to 78% of the people who have actually even had to go to the hospital, not even the people who died, have all, 70%, almost 80%, have had a significant underlying health issue like diabetes, chronic lung, kidney,
yes.
or heart issues, right? So my question is, why don't we turn it around? And rather than isolating everyone, why don't those
like
people
Sweden.
Be isolated, make sure that we have that? And I want to raise another question, too, in 888-627-6008. Going to get a little zen here.
Uh-oh.
I know. But I want to say, what are we so afraid of, right? I mean, they keep saying if we could save a life. Well, here's the good news, bad news. The real news is we're not saving any lives.
Just
not
prolonging a life.
Well, and not a one of us is getting out of this alive. Every single one of us is going to die of something someday, right?
Well, most of them are over 80.
But let me just finish my Zen thought. And I know part of it is, I think that a lot of the progressives, they don't believe in God. But my thing is, to me, I believe when I die, which I will do someday, at a time and place and of what I don't know, none of us do for the most part, I will go to a better place, right? So why do we destroy? So you have as you said, a significantly ill person in their 80s. You got to wonder, and I know they're going to write that I'm a Nazi again for saying this, but I think about my mom, right? When my mom died, the quality of life is not, I mean, she, you know, there wasn't anything like she had experienced up until the last few years, right? And when she died, she went to a better place. And I guess there's,
you know what,
this-
Julie? I think you're so, you're the one of the sweetest people I know, and I really mean that.
For a Nazi.
I'm not. You really are. The thing that is amazing to me, though, is that when you're using moral superiority to demagogue an issue, you always have to go to the heartstrings of people. And the very fact that there's such a selective worry and fear, I don't believe for 1 minute that these people are demagoguing the issue, care one damn about the people they say they care about. They're cannon fodder, because if they cared, then they would care about human life in general. And I'm not just talking about abortion. I'm talking about Kate Steinle. I'm talking about a million and one things. I'm talking about Benghazi. Anything that doesn't fit their narrative, they don't care about. So that only suggests that this is a giant ruse, and it's too nice to say that, to take them seriously when they say they care about every life. They don't care about every
life.
They
care about no lives.
They care about no lives.
It's a lie.
Well, do you think, Jason Salzman called Julie a Nazi. Do you really think that guy cares about anything or anybody? I mean, a sick
degenerate. Well, they care about their agenda.
Their agenda,
right.
Yeah.
Well, but again,
right. But if somebody was dying on the doorstep of Jason Salzman, do you think he'd give him a dime? A dime? No, he don't, because they're just really evil, awful people. Evil, awful
people.
Well,
it seems as if it's only one narrative, and they live to keep this narrative. And anybody who puts a crack in that narrative is immediately evil. You're not allowed to question. You're not allowed to say, you know what? This doesn't make a bit of sense.
It doesn't make sense.
And that's the tactic they've always used. These are my other thing is, these are the same people. These are the same people we've been dealing with for 3.5+ years. They didn't change. Just because there's a coronavirus doesn't mean these are any different than the people that they've been all along that lied about everything else.
Karen, before we let you go, real quick, just where can people, you're on coming up again on Friday, too. When's, you're all over the place.
Yeah,
so
when's
your next
How can they avoid you, Karen?
I am. I do a lot. You know what I said to my husband? I said, I'm working more now that we're shut in than I ever did before. I mean, I'm working like crazy.
Where can people find you
next? KarenCataline.com. And my new slogan is, it's okay to care about our liberties as well as our health. And I hope that your listeners will remember that our liberties are sick right now, and we cannot afford to give them up.
All right.
There you go.
Karen, thank you. Thank you for your call. All right. We appreciate it. We'll be tuning in on Friday. 888, we've got the lines open now, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, if you want to weigh in. You know, but back to my point, though, again, I think that part of it is, you know, I think there has to be a recognition, and it doesn't make you a Nazi to say we're not saving any lives. All of us are going to die from something someday. And to be so afraid of it that we want to shut down the entire country. I mean, I just think, to me, it raises some religious issues. Another thing, though, I think that this has done, and this is where I have some optimism. And Chuck, earlier we were talking, you're like, no, that's not going to work. But I'm thinking to myself, what this has done too, though, is it has exposed some of the things that the progressives have pushed. I mean, something that sounds as simple, but this was on track to be going, you know, in Denver, across the state, they were pushing it in Westminster, that stupid ban on single-use bags, right? You can't even use plastic grocery bags. Well, we found out because they pump, just like, you know, the hockey stick thing with global warming, all the fake statistics there. They try to say, oh, yeah, you know, reusing these bags over and over again.
One pickup, right, so they can spread easier. I mean, everything they suggest is contrary to – what would be good health?
Well, not only that, but it's also clear. I mean, the plastic garbage bags, in their own way, they show pictures of sea turtles dying, right? It's like Colorado plastic garbage bags are not killing sea turtles. Colorado plastic garbage bags are not getting any. Where are they going to dump them? In the South Platte? I mean, give me a break. So they do that, and they create this false narrative. And I think that that's one of the things that's been exposed. I think another thing, the whole urban density thing, right? It's like, oh, that's pack everybody into tiny little micro units, right? And then no parks, because Denver hates parks, and then use mass transit. All of a sudden, you're like, well, wait, maybe that's not such a good idea.
So do we have Tommy Cool on?
Oh my God, is this
Tommy Cool? The official Tommy Cool?
You got to unmute your microphone if you can. But no, we're not hearing yet. There's a little icon on the bottom left-hand corner. Do you see it? Do you see it there, Tom? Okay. What? Wait, I can't see anything. If you can see it, go ahead and click on the microphone thing and then you can talk, okay? Or do you just want to, okay. Oh, we're not hearing you. Okay. Well, that is Tommy Cool. People don't know.
He looks cool.
He is cool.
Tommy looks cool.
No, we can't hear you. I don't know, PBS guys, what the problem is, if you can help.
We're talking about Tommy Cool here at BBS.
Yeah. Tom was he was older than me. I was just a kid. He was like a cool high school person when I was growing up in Woodstock, Illinois.
Well, it looks like he's still got his hair and it's still dark. And
I know, for some reason, cool. Tom, we're not hearing you. Okay. I don't know. Okay. Oh, you're on line one. Okay, Tom.
My microphone is not working.
Okay. Well, okay. Perfect. Now we can hear you on the phone.
Good to have you, Tommy. Cool.
Hey, guys. Let me mute this real quick. Okay. So hi.
What's going on in your state?
Oh, it's well. Here's the thing. Our governor sucks, but not as bad as yours.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
I've been on lockdown.
Okay.
I gotta mute this.
Yeah, go ahead.
There. Good. All right.
There you go. So you're up in Minnesota. Where are you at?
Michigan.
Michigan. Oh God. Oh.
You guys are on lockdown.
Whitmer.
Too?
Yeah.
Whitmer.
Oh yeah.
Oh God.
Oh yeah. It's a wonderful
hydroxychloroquine.
Place.
Yeah.
No, it's been interesting. I don't follow the rules, which is kind of a typical thing. I just carry on the way I always do anyhow. You know, regardless of the lockdown, it's ridiculous. Actually, Julie, I think I learned that from your dad.
Yeah, well, that's right. My dad would have been.
He was like, that doesn't apply to us.
You know? Yeah, it does. Okay.
4 hours later, I'm calling, Bud, can you bail me out?
I didn't hear about any of that. No, I didn't hear about any of that.
Oh, yeah, it happened.
Well, so what do you make about
it? I kind of the same lines as you guys, you know. I mean, the thing that only perplexed me the most was the whole toilet paper thing, which I'm like, who does this? Why did they do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is the deal with toilet paper? So I actually, over the weekend, I did a little research with toilet paper. Yeah, using my own, you know. So I did find out that it, you know, I thought there's got to be more to it that we're missing. And so I started, you know, mixing it with food and stuff like that, just to kind of, you know, in a blender and a processor. And I found out that it has the same properties that tofu has. So it just takes on the same flavor, okay. That food. And then the nice thing about it is it kind of gives you, well, when you, what's the word I'm looking for? Evacuate?
Okay.
It's an inverted wipe. You don't have to wipe after that.
You may be onto something there. Maybe you can work on ventilator masks.
Yeah, next.
But no, it's you know, I've been off work for a while anyhow, recovering, so but it's just kind of like one of those things where I'm just doing what I normally do, you know.
All right.
I'm not very good at being cautious, but I literally saw people in Kroger the other day with what was it? It was a snorkeling tube. literally, I saw one on Facebook, and I saw this girl in Kroger.
People got snorkel equipment.
Snorkel masks?
Uh-huh.
Like, what, somehow it can't come down or something?
No, you got it up there. You know, it's going to be hard to sneeze into.
Hard to sneeze into. That's weird. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad are big scuba divers, so maybe you have some of their old gear or something there.
That's right. No, it is what it is. Like you said, you know, you got to. I just refuse to be motivated by fear, and that's all we're getting from media. And like you said. They're doing it because they know that, like, it is going to backfire, but they think it's going to hurt Trump, but it's not.
I think it's hadn't so far. It's had just the opposite, which drives them even more nuts. So they'll go more crazy now.
They'll do it there. Hey, listen, Tom. Thank you for calling. Call in anytime. Right, we love having you guys on.
I'll get my microphone working next time.
I know this is an experiment for all of us. All right, thank you, sir.
Tommy Cool
calling in there. Well, we just got a couple of minutes here. I think back to what I was saying too, and that is, I think, and this is why the left is going to continue to freak out. And Chuck, what do you think that it is exposing that a lot of their policies and plans were just ridiculous, right? There's a little blog site in Denver that keeps doing stories about how we need to worry about the homeless, right? Well, right now, people are not overwhelmingly worried about the homeless.
Climate change.
That's
an existential crisis. Becky, you're not working, not getting a paycheck, can't go out.
Right.
But worry about climate change. So it's an amazing deal.
No, it is. But I think you're right. I think that Trump is going to go ahead. And I mean, he keeps holding those news conferences. I think people want to see the news conference. And again, I think when you look in Colorado and Governor Polis keeps complaining about the people who are going up to the mountain skiing, I think there is this instinctive, or maybe not instinctive, but just cynicism, natural cynicism among people. The average person, you know, I look again at my daughter and her friends are like, why? We're not the ones at risk. Why is our business shut down? Why am I going to be going broke? Why am I worrying about paying my rent?
Why are government workers being laid off?
Right. Huh? You know, and it's just, and I think people say, yeah, this is serious. You got to be careful. You have to take precautions. But the fact, you know, when he has to go on TV and repeatedly plead, this is not a vacation, it's a pandemic. People are like, no. Do you know what I mean? There is not a massive shortage, at least not yet. And they create, like Tom says, you've got to refuse to be ruled by fear. I think that there's going to be a resurgence of common sense. At least that's my hope. Now, I know Chuck, being Mr. Optimism, may not.
Sure. Sure. No problem. Common sense is coming any day now. Any day now.
Can I say two things?
Go ahead, Ben. We got about a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Two things. First of all, I'd like to get Barney. You know, get him a laptop with a camera because he's such a fun interview, and I'd like to see him. And also, David Horowitz was just perfect. I mean, I love that guy when they used to interview him quite a bit on Fox, but he has been on there for quite a while. And the last thing is that, you know, we're supposed to be sequestered in our homes here. But the thing that would drive me out of my home the fastest is another 2 hours of uninterrupted Como. It's like, oh, no. No Mo Cuomo, please.
No Mo Cuomo.
It's just like 2 hours of interrupted. You know, we're going to have 2 hours of interrupted babble.
You know,
just constant babble. Oh. Anyway, that's all I want to say. Great show. Great show.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
We want to thank Colorado Citizen Press. He's our sponsor for this hour. They're a tremendous program, tremendous blog site. Some great stories up there just today. So if you want to be informed, Colorado Citizen Press is where you and I go to.
And let me make, just before you wrap, kind of wrap things up, Ron, remind folks you can catch all of the podcasts at chuckandjulie.com. If you want to listen via Zoom, what you do is go to chuckandjulie.com at 3:00. There's going to be a link there to the BBS site. Those are our great producers that will show you how to get on Zoom. And it's the same number. It's really easy, actually. We can do it. So that should give everyone confidence. And then also, we'd like you once again to subscribe to us on YouTube. There, go to chuckandjulie.com. There's a little YouTube icon
up there.
We've
been growing and growing and growing, and your help has been great. And anybody who hasn't had your whole family, I'm not sure.
Have all your kids subscribe. They don't even need to. That's going to help.
Animals,
us
just everybody.
Anyone who's got a you know, a laptop can have an account.
If you got two laptops, go twice.
But that'll help us. That'll help us be able to bring more live stuff to everybody too.
Right. That's great. Well, thanks everybody. Chuck and Julie, True Straight Up. We'll see you Friday. It's Party Friday again here in quarantine time.